We're on a mission. How many nations can we get in one room? So, our South Koreans, can you wave? South Koreans? Okay. We got some Chinese. If you're Chinese, can you raise your hand? Oh, we love you. We're not trying to embarrass you. We celebrate you. Well, they're cuties. Mongolian. We have one Mongolian. Yeah, Isaiah. Then we got the Caucasians, yeah. Then we, if you're Corinne, yeah. Woo! We got some Native Americans. You were here first, praise God. Can I, yeah, woo! All right, and we have some African Americans, yes. And then the people group with the best food in the universe, Latinos, like, yeah. We got some Latino mamas. We love you all. You're amazing. And then if you're German, Stanley, we celebrate you. Miriam, welcome. Have your way. We're so thrilled that you're here.
I am so thrilled to be here. Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited. It's such a blessing. Great. Okay, so do we have the slides? Awesome. Okay. Okay. No, not this one. There's another one for the Sunday sermon. It says Hiram beside it. Yes, that was for this morning. There, this is it. Thank you. Okay, 2020, 5780 in the Hebrewic prophetic word and insight. 2020 is going to usher us into a new era. Next. Okay. The year of the mouth. James 3:1, out of the same mouth come praise and cursing, my brothers and sisters, this should not be. This is very important for how we're going to usher into the new era through the door of 2020. We need to watch our mouth. There is power in the word declared from our mouth. If you declare blessing, that's what you're going to get. If you're speaking cursing, I don't want to say that this is what you're going to get, but please be careful. Let us be careful. So, next. Okay, what is it with 2020, Lord? Okay. Well, I pressed into the Lord, and I fasted for a while. How many of us here in the room knows that when the Lord speaks something, the enemy will try to make everything work against it? He'll say something and then everything happens around you, in front of you. You hear it. You see it. It's all different to what he said. And we start wondering, Lord, did you really say that? So I started a fast in September during the 10 days of atonement. And I asked the Lord, it's like, tell me why I'm fasting and I'm not hearing anything. It's like, Lord, where are you? I mean, I see him like when I am driving, I talk to him and I receive from him and I know what he's talking about. But then I'm sitting a fast and I am focusing on hearing from him and there's nothing. It's like, what's wrong? And these things happen. And the reason why I'm sharing them is that when this happens to you, I think that's okay. It's normal. Why? Because the enemy does not want us to hear, because in this season of the prophetic, the word that you're going to receive from God is going to be a lifeline. It's going to sit you in a place of success and prosperity. It's going to bring you into a place of breakthrough. So what the enemy will do, he will try his best that you won't hear it, that you won't receive it. That's why what happened with me is like, tell me, Lord, say something. Tell me. And I heard him saying, tell me, exactly like when you're talking to somebody, like I'll come to you when they're, please tell me. It's like, what do you want me to tell you, Mary? I hear him say that to me. I'm so honest. I mean, we saw Jesus speaking to the Pharisee, and we saw him so sharp in directing what he's saying, and we saw him so loving sometimes, and sometimes so serious and into the point. So that day he said, tell me, what do you want me to tell you? I told you already. It's a new era, and what is coming is going to astonish so many, for they did not expect what they're going to witness and what they're going to see. When he said that to me, and I want you to see the connection here. I guess I can't take, you know, my intention from the prophetic even when I'm sharing a different word. In the prophetic, the Lord may speak a word to you today, and you will see the manifestation of it maybe after 10 years. And you know, the wonderful thing about the Spirit of the Lord is that he will quicken it back to you. Some days you're sitting thinking of nothing, and then this notebook opens in front of you. It's like, whoa, this word, when? How come? That's exactly what happened with me with this one. I told you it's a new era, but he did not tell me anything. I am just like holding his robe. Tell me. Come on, say something. And he said, Mary, I told you it's a new era. And he wanted me to start from there. When he said that, it quickened to me. When I pursue after the Lord at the end of the year 2013, praying for 2014. And I said to him, Lord, what do you want to release to me? And I heard the Lord counting. I heard him counting. I heard 2014, 2015, 2016, 2017, then 2018, 2019, and the voice stopped. And then he said, 2020 is going to usher you into a new era. So I went back to my notebook and went back to 2013, 2014, and I found that word that he spoke this to me about. That's why he said, tell me, I told you already. You're entering, you're coming into 2020, and I told you it's going to be a new era. So I held the beginning of the big rope to hear from him about the new era. The sweet thing about the Lord is like, do you know when you drag? Okay, let me put it in a nice way. I don't want to say something. rabbit. When you drag a rabbit by giving him some carrot, and then you take it away and he's following, and you take it away and he's following. The Lord do this to us. You know that? That's what he does with me. He want to see if he's going to give me something, am I going to steward it right? Am I really going to work on it? Or just like one bite and that's it. I'm good. Thank you. If we're not hungry, he's not going to feed. When you get a hold of something, you really follow after. I'm like, I want more. Give me more. Speak more. And that's exactly what happened. The unfolding of his word because of my hunger was like a pouring from heaven. You hungry for him, he will give you, he will feed you, and he will make you satisfy. And then when the area you are in got done, the season is done, he will make you hungry again. So you will go and say, feed me, and he will give you a bite. You will say, Lord, I'm not okay with this. Don't you think he has more? Even with everything I already got from him, I know he has more. That's why the word in the Bible says that the Lord speaks to us in bits and pieces. And when we come together as a family, we will see the full picture. You put what you have into what Winter is having, what Chad is having, what Autumn is having, and then we will see really clearly what the Lord is saying. That's a beautiful thing about the unity he desires in his church. So it's a new era. And what's going to happen is going to astonish so many. Next slide, please. Next slide. Yeah, it's okay. Okay? What is a new era? The other mistake that we can do when we hear from the Lord is take a word and not try to study it. Because when we study, we actually open in our understanding to go deeper into what he is speaking. It's like deep calling into deep, into deep, into deep. That's what the Lord does. A new era is a fixed point in time from which a multiple of years are considered and calculated. One thing begins a new period in the history of a person or a thing. It's going to be a new era, not only for the church, but in the world. Watch and see. If the Lord say it, the Lord will do it. Next. Okay. The Lord told me that 2020 is going to be the year of more. More in revelation, more in blessing, more in understanding, more in prosperity. It's going to be the year of the more of the glory, and this is very important. We need that. Ephesians 3, 20, 21. Look at the dates here. So many times, I mean, the Lord just used this year to speak from numbers, 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 numbers. And that's a way he speaks. He uses numbers. Ephesians 3, 20, 21. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generation forever and ever. Amen. Okay, next. I saw written in front of me 19:19:8. And as always, you take what you see and go back to him, not to anybody else. The transformation that took place within us in 2019 will bring the reformation of the new 2020. We are the key of the new. And I will tell you how. In 2019, it was the year of the transformation. It was the work of God's gifts and the fruits of the Spirit in us to bring us into the new we are in right now. Every single work the Holy Spirit do in us will really mature us. It will mature us to deal with what is coming our way next. And eight is a symbol of the new beginning. So double of what happened in 2019 is going to bring the church into the new thing that we are going to deal with. The transformation that took place within us in 2019 will bring reformation of the new 2020. We are the key of the new. Okay. Next slide, please. We are the key to the new. What is mankind that you're mindful of them? Human beings that you are care for them. You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet. That's major. Understanding in our authority of the Lord, who we are. He sees us less than the angels, and he put all the work of his hands between our hands, and he gave us authority. He gave us authority to bring forth the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Remember this. This is who we are. I had a vision. It was an open vision, and I will tell you why I wrote here, we are the key to the new. It was in 2018, 2019, we had Chuck Pierce coming to Rapid City, South Dakota, and he had an event there, so many people from all around were coming up and speaking their visions and what they received from the Lord. So one lady was talking about the new thing, and I was standing at the end of the church just listening to her. By sudden, a vision opened in front of me, and I saw the swirl wind of the Lord coming toward me. Actually, in the spirit, he held me. He held me, and we moved in a very, like, very high speed. And it's like, okay, where are we going? Where are we going? It's all in my vision. I am still standing in my place. And he took me and held me like this, parallel, like you hold a key. And we flew together. He took me in, by the wind, into a keyhole. And I saw a huge door in front of me. It's like, okay, where we're going? And he took me and he put me in the keyhole and he unlocked the door and opened it. I said, Lord, what is this? And he said, you are the key for the new. Now, when he said, you are the key, he did not mean Mary, okay? He meant his bride. He meant his church. We are going to be the key that will unlock the new era because we're going to bring forth what his glory is bringing into us. We are having the deposit of what he is releasing. If me and you receive and we submit and we walk in righteousness and holiness, what we are going to bring is going to be amazing. Is going to please his heart. And what is Jesus' heart? For his bride to rule and reign with him. Yeah. On earth. On earth. We didn't step into that yet. Because we're still intimidated by so many things around us. We're still intimidated sometimes by each other. We need to break this limitation. You personally are so unique in God. The same is you. We're holding in us the treasures of the reality of who he is. When we come together, we are a mighty force. The enemy is supposed to run from us, not we run from him. You know, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of the Lord. And if he speaks and I don't believe him, then it's my mistake. And you know, there's something about God. He can come to a person and give you a message. If you don't do anything with it, he's going to come again and give you a message. You don't do anything with it, he's going to give you again and give you a message. But if you don't do anything with it, what he's going to do? And he's going to go choose somebody else. Because we're having portions of his glory. We're having destiny over our life. You are not here by mistake. You didn't come here because you know Adam. You came here led by the Holy Spirit. And you're here in this room because there is something that has been written over you. You are with the gift and anointing to go serve the one whose name is Jesus. And he adores us when we come together in a body and circle around him. When he is lifted up, all of us will be lifted up with him. Seriously, be selfish and seek your gift from him. And come to your brothers and sisters and put it on the table and say, let us do the work of the Lord. He is amazing in what he's doing. We are the key for the new. When me and you receive his word and say, Lord, we submit and surrender to you. Have your way. It's amazing what he can do. Amazing. Okay, next. He gave me number 33 and Psalm 33. Okay? It's connected to specific promises made by God in the scripture. Just look at this slide here. I know it's too much to read, but all of these things are truth. The Lord gave number 33, and he said to me, actually, when he gave me the number, I instantly heard Psalm 33. We're going to read Psalm 33 and see what the Lord is really saying. But number 33 is amazing. The 33 time Noah's name being mentioned when God make a promise covenant with him not to flood the earth with water, and he sealed his promise with a rainbow. 33 times Abraham's name is used in the Bible when Isaac, the child of promise, is born to him when he is 99 years old. You guys, just get the numbers. Get the numbers. See what he's doing here. The divine name of God, Elohim, initially mentioned in the first verse of Genesis. It appears 33 times in Genesis' story of creation. The 33 Jacob's name is found in scripture. He promised to give a tenth of all he had to God. Notice in all of these things, there were promises that has been fulfilled. Right? To Noah, to Abraham, and to Jacob. Promises the Lord gave him for so many years came to pass when number 33 has been established in there. Next. The 33 person in Jesus' descendant is King David. Timothy, at the age of 33, became Paul's friend and traveled with him doing ministry. Our Lord Jesus, the significance of 33 is also seen at Jesus' death at the age of 33. The lesson that we need to take from here, not 33 is a number of death, no. It's the fulfillment of countless prophecies and promises concerning the Savior of humanity, right? All of these promises came to be fulfilled, although the prophets has been spoken many hundred years before Jesus came. But in Jesus, when he was 33, all of these promises came to be fulfilled. It's time for promises fulfilled. Next. Time for giving birth to a promise. It's going to be major in promises fulfilled and destinies established. Take this to heart and seek the Lord for your destiny. He will show it to you. Why? Because he said it. Okay? He may use to show it to you any other different time, but now the time. Because the earth is aligned with heaven and he's releasing this. Now is the time to walk in your destiny. So watch what he's doing in your life to bring you into that place of destiny. Next, please. God's release through Psalm 33. Now, Psalm 33, look, if you read it, here is what the Lord is saying. This is a psalm by King David, the 33rd person in Jesus' descendant. Psalm 33:1 says, it's time to sing and shout for joy. Praise, for praise looks lovely on the lips of God's lovers. Praise is major for this season. And you're going to see more. He confirmed it even more to me later. Compose new songs, melodies with instrument. God's word is something to sing about. The year of justice. Wherever we will look, we will see God's faithfulness and his unfailing love. Pay great attention to God's powerful, creative words. He's going to give creative words, powerful words. Declare and watch divine destiny of nation as well as individual come to pass with no power to prevent them from happening. That's in Psalm 33:10-12. It's the year of God's watch. His eyes will be watching us, and he will reward accordingly. We are to be faithful of what he's releasing in this season. Weapons of war, and human strength are false hope of victory. Our only hope is in the Lord. The eyes of the Lord are on those who trust in him joyfully with expectancy, knowing that he is their only hope. Okay? 2020 is the year of God's grace and favor. We're going to see it in a major way, supernatural favor. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." Next. I saw and heard the name Beulah. Usually, I see these words written in front of me, so I won't miss them. I won't say, oh, I heard it. I see it written, then I hear the name. Bula is a name symbolic of the heavenly Zion. It means married, claimed as a wife. It comes from the verb in Hebrew meaning to own, rule, to exercise dominion over, to control, or be lord over, landlady. Now, to me, this means so much. It confirms the word that the Lord spoke about us, the church, being the key for the new. It spoke about us knowing our identity and standing strong in our authority because the Lord is going to marry the church. It's just a season of the Lamb's marriage. It's powerful of what's going to bring. Amen. Next. Okay. You shall no longer be termed forsaken, nor shall your land anymore be termed desolate. But you shall be called Hephzibah, and your land Beulah, for the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married. This is beautiful. I mean, if you just get a hold of this promise and run with it, everything else will fall into place into this new era that we're entering. Next, please. Okay. It's the year of the Lord's favor. To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of our God's vengeance. To comfort all who mourn. To provide for those who grieve in Zion. To give them a crown of beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and a garment of praise in place of a spirit of despair. See how many times the word praise came in here? So they will be called oaks of righteousness. That's the snow that you got this morning. Actually, no, you're laughing, but the minute I saw it, I told Tanya, I believe. I said, Tanya, this snow is a prophetic sign. It's not supposed to be that much, but it was like 10 inches and more. And as Adam read the verses, it is a sign of God's righteousness. He's doing an amazing work. And usually when God speaks in the spiritual, he brings forth some signs in the natural to confirm what he's doing, to make it easy for us to understand his ways. Okay, next, please. God's fullness. Grace upon grace. I saw in a vision written 5 + 5 = 4. Like, what? Make no sense at all. But you know, I knew better. I know when the Lord gives me something, it's not a joke and it's not a mistake. So I studied what he's saying. And you guessed it. It did not make sense. So I prayed for understanding. What was that, Lord? 5 is a number that represents grace in the Bible. And here I have grace plus grace, 5 + 5. Then I heard when I am studying this, grace upon grace. So I went because John 1:16 was quickened, and it says, and of his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. Okay? It's the time of his fullness. Again, it's the time of destiny. Paul encouraged the church to pray and seek to be filled by God, right? So now it's time for us to seek the same. Lord, fill me by you. This is deep. This is really deep. You sit in his presence and you just pray this. Lord, fill me by you. And you will be amazed. I'm amazed right now. By just the power and the revelation that you may receive from him. Now remember, there is one word to get all of this. Do you know what is that word? What is that? What do I need? What's the key to really get a hold of all of this? Faith. Faith. If I don't believe it, it's not going to take me anywhere, no matter who is saying it. If I don't believe this, it's not going to do anything in my life. I can declare it and proclaim it and see those who have faith, they will receive it. But if I don't have faith, this is not going to do anything to me. So you know, I will tell you, take it and go test him. Go to the Lord and say, Lord, this lady said this, what do you think? And really be open to listen to what he's going to release. It's okay to test the prophetic word, right? That's how we've been taught in the Bible. Any prophetic word, take it and go test it. Do not judge it and then leave it. Maybe you're leaving some treasures there. Take it and go test it. Just go test it. And if you like it, decree it and declare it over yourself. Take the harvest out of it. Next, please. Number 4 and 444. That's another number that the Lord has been just showing me over and over and over. I wake up at night to go use the restroom and go check on the kids, and I look at the time, it's 444. I go drive to do something, and I look on the signs, 444. It's like, what's 444? Okay? Four associated with the cross. In the fourth day, God was done creating the material thing, the sun, the moon, the stars. Four represent creation. Four elements of the universe, the earth, the air, the fire, and water. Four directions, four seasons. All of that in the fourth day. Do you know what is this connection with? It's connection with the fullness, right? Everything's come together, works together into the whole one thing, the earth and the creation and God. Four Gospels all talks about the Lord Jesus in whom everything has been created. Colossians 1:15-17. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation, Jesus. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones, dominion, principalities, or power, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. Jesus. Jesus. This is the focus of the new era. Jesus. Next, please. Okay. Hearts of fire. 2020 is going to witness the beginning of an apostolic prophetic movement ministering by fire. The Lord is going to come with power. He's going to come by fire. You're going to feel it. You're going to feel it in your body. You're going to feel it over your head. You're going to feel it in your face. You're going to feel it. And when you feel it, remember that he's visiting. He's coming with fire. This apostolic prophetic movement is exactly like the anointing that was over Elijah. I actually saw when I received this word, the prophet Elijah coming with chariots on fire, and he threw his garment. And it is the double portion. It is the double portion. It's powerful, powerful time of ministry. And Elijah came to prophesy to authorities, to governments. That's why he is an apostolic prophet. It is the apostolic prophet arena that we are entering into. And he called for righteousness and holiness. This is the season we are in. Okay, preaching and teaching with fire, the declaration of the name of the Lord, bolder, with no fear or intimidation. Reformation is coming to the church through apostolic prophets who will come and minister on fire like the ministry of the prophet Elijah. Miracles, signs, and wonders will be the new norm. We heard of signs, wonders, and miracles all over the world, but it is not our norm, right? In this new era, it's going to become our new norm. And I receive this from the bottom of my heart. I really want to see his power working wonder through the church so we can take it to the word. The word needs to know Jesus by the power of his action, not only by our mere words. They need to see him in that level. And of a creative miracle, we will hear many. Amen. Next, please. Many will be raised up with Noah's anointing. And with Noah's anointing, Noah had an anointing to save lives, to preserve life. If he found people to listen to him, they won't die with the flood, right? But those who listened to him has been preserved. Noah rescued and saved by God his family. It is an anointing that every single one in us in this room need to seek. I know I did that. I want to save my family. I want to start in my household, right? If we do this, we will reach so many people, but you start with where you are. We need to have this anointing to save our kids, to save our spouses. If my spouse is dealing with something and he's not standing with me in the same place I am with God, I need to pray for that anointing because I want him to be saved. It's horrible when the flood came because they did not listen. All of them disappeared with the flood. And you know, in the New Testament, I don't know if you know this, if you go read Peter's letters, he said in the first, the earth has been finished by the flood. And you know what the Lord did? He told Noah, he said, when you see the rainbow, that's my sign that I will not perish the earth again with water. But you know what's coming? Fire! Fire! I mean, I don't know, but you're listening to this like me. When I put 1+1 in what the Lord is speaking to me, I see things clearer. The earth is going to be done the next time, not by water, but by fire. And this judgment is coming. We can, you know, lie to ourselves and say, oh, no judgment. The grace is enough. We're going to be saved by grace. Well, I don't know about you, but this, you know, grace phenomena is all over and it's not right. So many people are perishing because they're believing this. I mean, Jesus Christ in Revelation talks about judgment. He's going to come with, why didn't he stop it? If this grace is really right and everybody who saved because they prayed once they will be saved forever, why are we hearing about judgment in Revelation? Why? And you know, in the Revelation, he said, even the liar, I'm not going to talk about anything else. The liar. Just lying. The liar will not inherit the kingdom of God. That's the last chapter in Revelation, and it is in our book. Nobody can bring to you something that is not written. It is written. Okay? Grace is there for us. It's the fullness of Jesus. And Jesus say, follow me. If we follow him, we will have the right path. But if we're saying, I prayed and I'm saved and I attend church, that's not it, church. We need to be consecrated to the Lord. And really, it's not as it may sound. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's like when you fall in love, you will be consumed with his presence. You will run just to be with him. You want to devour whatever about him. Sit in his presence. Read his word. Just, you know, sit and listen to worship like Shad did this morning. That's love. That's love. And that's all what we need. It all started with love. For that, God so loved the world that he sent his only son to die. It's by love we're going to be saved. And by love, we're going to end this life on earth, bringing him glory. Because we're getting a hold of his beauty. We're getting a hold of his heart. And he is all about love. So Noah's anointing. And you know, if you think about it, when the Lord gave that call over Noah's life, it was a new thing for that season, right? We did not hear about anyone with what happened with Noah's and his story in the Old Testament. We did not hear the same thing in the New Testament. But now the Lord is saying with this new era, I'm going to anoint so many with the anointing that was in Noah's life. And you know what saved Noah's life? He listened to only one. He listens to God. While the multitude around him laughed at him. And against all odds, he did what the only one he believed in told him, do. And he went and he did it. And he saved himself and his family. This is what we're going to deal with in this new era. So many things are going to happen, but the church needs to rise up into her place in Jesus and stand in her identity and use his authority and just do wonder for him. That's our role. And no one is exempt, by the way. No one is exempt. Next. Why door shall open and opposition shall come too? That's what the Lord told me. Because great door for effective work. It's time. It's the ninth hour. We are to go to the vineyard and work. Effective door for work has been opened, but there are going to be so many opposition. I'm going to say in this new era, do not hold into the old. Be open to do a new thing. Be open to receive a new idea. Do not oppose those who are bringing in new things to the church or bringing in new ideas or bringing in new plans. Do not say, oh no, we did not used to do it that way. Get out from that box. Stand in a place where the Lord declared a new thing and walk with him into the new that he wants to lead us into. Leave the old thing behind and press into the new thing that the Lord is doing. Okay. Next. Oppose means disapprove of and attempt to prevent, especially by argument. Actively resist or refuse to comply with, to act against or provide resistance to stand in the way or hinder, to set an opponent or adversary, to be hostile, to set an obstacle or hindrance. Our response to this should be as the response of Paul. No matter how tough the opposition, the call of God is way more stronger, and fear of man is a snare. Amen. Next. Weapon of our warfare. In 2020, the weapons of our warfare are going to be different, and praise is major. That's the weapon of our warfare. That's what the Lord told me. Praise, 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 praise. 2020 is going to be the year of the prophetic. It's all working together, you guys. It's very important. The theme will be according to the word of the Lord. If he said it, that's it. That sets it. Okay, next. The fight will be against our hearing of the word of God. I hear the Lord saying, after I just wrestled with him, I wanted to hear what he's saying. I couldn't hear for a while. Then he said to me, he said, I am here for you, all that you need. I am with you, over you, beside you, and surrounding you. I'm so close to you because you desire my closeness. I am here, all that you need. I am your portion, and your cup will overflow with all that is good. For I am a good God. Your wishes are my commands every time you declare that my commands are your delight. I will never charge what came out from my mouth, and my covenant with you is established. Then I said, here I am. I have come. It's written about me in the scroll. I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. I proclaim righteousness in the great assembly. Behold, I do not seal my lips, as you, O Lord, do know. I delight in your commandments because I love them. I lift up my hands to your commandment, which I love, and I meditate of your status. Well, the reason why I added those verses is that I love all the time when the Lord speaks to me normally like this, using like actual word, like we talk with each other, to just have a confirmation from the written word of God that what I hear is in alignment with his written word. Because he said to me, I am your portion and your cup will overflow with all the good, with all that is good. For I am a good God. Your wishes are my commands. And I felt like, am I hearing right? The Lord is telling me your wishes are my command? Seriously? Isn't it supposed to be the opposite? His wishes is my command. He's telling me my wishes is his command. So I went and I looked in the written word of God and I found those verses that really says that you delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. It's a done deal. It's a done deal. Okay, next. Prophesying with songs. Yeah, well, this is a song that I saw myself singing. You know, I am not a singer. I am a blah, blah, blah person. I talk a lot, but I don't sing. But that day, the Lord, you know, was the Spirit of the Lord on me, came out with a song. That was the song. It was dancing and singing in the streets, dancing and singing, waving our arms, for the glory of our Lord shines upon us. We are victorious. Our enemies have been slain. It's the doing of the Lord, our mighty warrior, Lord. The glory of the Lord is rising upon us. We are victorious. So that was the song. And it's all about the glory of God who's coming in a different level. And we are victorious. Next, please. The mantle of praise, praise again, is going to be our weapon of warfare in the new era. Isaiah 61:3. Praise means to express warm approval or admiration of. Praise at all times, not only when you're happy. Praise, 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 praise. Break with praise. At this Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground in worship and said, naked I came from my mother's womb and naked I will depart. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. I mean, harder than the situation that he was in, there is none. But he was able to praise God. He gave him praise. May the name of the Lord be praised. That's our mantle. That's our weapon of warfare for this new era that we are stepping into. Next. Position and forms of praise. I just love to talk about this because praise is major. These are all ways that we can praise the Lord with. Musical instrument and singing, shouts of joy and clapping of hands. Sitting down, we can praise him. Kneeling, standing, and it's all with biblical verses that say this is true. Laying prostrate, bowing down, bowing head, lifting hands and dancing, all of these forms of praise that we can praise the Lord with these positions. Next. 2 Chronicles 20. The battle is the Lord's. And when we read the story of 2 Chronicles 20, it's beautiful. It was when Jehoshaphat received threat letters from the armies around him. What we did with the other nations, we're going to come and did against you. So he ran to the Lord and he said, Lord, look what's coming against us. And he called the prophets of the nation. And the prophet went and listened to what the Lord wants. And the Lord said, you by praise will see the destruction of your enemy. Please just read this whenever you have time. 2 Chronicles 20. And we see that Jehoshaphat told the whole nation. He brought the women, the men, the kids, and he put them side by side beside the warriors. And they stood there, and the message by the prophet was, you shout. You release a shout of praise, and you will see your enemy turned against each other, and they will be defeated. And that's exactly what happened in that verse. And the major verse that I want to leave with all of you is 2 Chronicles 20:20, which is a major verse for the 2020 and the new era. And it says, believe in the Lord your God. Can we see the next, please? Yep. While the people worshiped the Lord fought for the people. 2 Chronicles 20:22-25. And 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, believe in the Lord your God and you will be established. Believe his prophet, and you will be prosper. That will be the end of our message today. But we will do a time of ministry, right? So, do you have a plan of how you want to do this? Okay. Okay, praise God. We can put the lights on. And Chad, if we can do some music, some worship, whatever you feel led to do. And we want to ask the Lord, the Spirit of prophecy, to just move among you all in this room. Please bow your head and just be ready for the Spirit of the Lord to have his way in you and over you. Lord, we thank you and we trust you. Lord, you are such a good God. Thank you for all that you released to us today, Lord. I pray, Lord, that while those seed has been given of your word, Lord, of what is on your heart, of what you want to do, and your people receive, Lord God, that you will send your rain and you will feed those seed, that they will grow up into life, success, prosperity, direction, strategy in your people's life, I pray. Lord, we thank you because you are amazingly wonderful and you love us so very much. You love every single person in this room, Lord God. So Lord, Holy Spirit, we pray, have your way right now. Speak, Lord, to your people. I pray that so many eyes, spiritual eyes, will be open right now, that you will receive visions from the Lord. I pray the fire of the Holy Spirit to just come and choose heads for him. Rest over some heads right now in Jesus' name. Just let go and let him. Let go and let him. Glory to your holy name.
consuming fire burning me. Power, I seek your face, O Lord. All consuming fire burning me. Have your
just being released like over the congregation. So I just want you to just look around as you're worshiping and just say, God, do you have something for me to give to someone else? Lord, do you want to encourage someone in the room? And if Mary may decide to release something over the mic, even publicly, that's fine. But we're just going to minister to each other for a little while. It's just the word is here. Like it's pregnant. The atmosphere is pregnant. The word of the Lord is just here for the taking. And so let's just minister to the Lord and minister to each other and ask the Lord, be used. You're like, you've got a gift to give your friend. You have it inside of you, the Holy Spirit in you. You have something to give.
majesty.
Lord's encouraging me to share this word with you. 2020 is going to be like the roaring 20s, but it's going to be the roar, the Lion of Judah. Ooh, hallelujah. I was standing in the Mitchell Corn Palace with my sister and her husband some time ago, and I was looking at each decade and the event that took place in the Corn Palace. And I was looking at the 20s, the roaring 20s, and the photograph went like this, and I time warped in, and I could hear the music, and I began to dance like they did in the 20s. I mean, I could hear the music, and I was dancing. I just started dancing. My brother-in-law took off like a shot. He was so embarrassed. He said, I don't want to be associated with you. And I was like, whoa, what was that? It's the roaring 20s. It's the roar of the Lion of Judah over this nation and over the world. What's coming is going to be fantastic.
This is important. This is important before we leave. A lot of people are ministering to each other, and I don't want to stop that. Actually, I think it's kind of still down. We're going to actually pass the baskets one more time because we want to take up an offering for Miriam. And Miriam lives 100% by faith off of her ministry and is the sole provider for her family. And we want to bless her. And so I only have one basket somehow. Oh, there we go. Thank you. So yeah, if you're like, you know, having a heavenly experience or something, just stay where you're at. You're fine. If not, though, we're gonna bless her. Lord, we just thank you for Miriam. We thank you for who she is, Jesus. What you've done in and through her, Lord, and what was given to us this morning. Father, we just ask you to provide for her, that you would bless her. Bless her needs, Lord. Thank you, Father, for sending her to us. Thank you, Jesus. Chad, we'll just keep on playing for a while. So if you're receiving from the Lord, just go ahead and stay in that place. And
I'm not alone. Your heart is my home. I am not alone.
bless you all. God bless you all. We'll just keep the worship going for a little while, but you are free to leave and dig out and or stay and just worship the Lord. We love you.
Like a fountain.